During the Vietnam War, there was a lot of tension between police and war protesters. Cops and hippies were clashing over almost every issue, but for a time in the early 1970s, the two factions did have a common meeting place, Spartan Stadium. Current state Scott Pohl is here with a look back at the Pigs versus Freaks football games. How did football bring these two factions together, Scott?
Well, Mark, you know, people who've lived here a long time will remember this little amateur football game called the Bull Bowl bursting onto the scene. It outgrew its humble beginnings and had to be moved to MSU to accommodate the crowds wanting to watch the Pigs versus the Freaks on the gridiron. I spoke with a couple of men who played in these games, a pig, retired Lansing cop Doug Pollard, and a freak, Bob Every. These games were so popular that a documentary film was made about the rivalry, complete with game play-by-play from MSU football announcer Bob Sherman and narration by Terry Braverman.
In the good old days, East Lansing, Michigan was just another Midwestern college town, home of the state capitol, Oldsmobile, and Michigan State University. But that was a decade ago. Since then, MSU has been the scene of riots, demonstrations, and sit-ins. On these streets, the police have clashed with the students over issues ranging from war to parking tickets. But something changed here a few years back. Two police officers tried to kick some college students off a high school football field. The Longhairs responded with harsh words and challenged the cops to lay down their guns and meet them on the playing field. That first year, 16,000 fans turned out to see the Freaks win by a single point. The Pigs' battle cry was wait till next year. Next year came and the Freaks won again. And here it is, the third annual Bull Bowl. The Pigs have never won. The Freaks have never lost. It's the Pigs versus the Freaks.
Doug Pollard, let's start with you because you played in the very first Pigs versus Freaks game.
Mike Harrington was a police officer with the East Lansing Police Department, and he was one of the officers that confronted the youth. And he contacted me because he knew we graduated from high school together, and he told me about it. So I organized the guys from Lansing Police Department. He contacted other police departments, and in the long run, we got about 30 guys from area police departments to play.
Now, the second year, because of the big turnout that first year, the game was moved to Spartan Stadium, right?
Correct. The idea of the game was any proceeds they got from the profits would go to charity. And St. Jude got involved the second and years after that. And they provided the funding to equip both teams. And Michigan State got involved, and we eventually had our second game at the stadium at Michigan State.
Bob Every, here's where you join in, because you didn't play in that first game, but you were part of that second game and a few others after that, right?
That's correct. I mean, this thing grew into a monster, monster promotion. And, you know, when you can put 35, 40,000 people in Spartan Stadium to watch a bunch of freaks go at it excuse my language, the Pigs.
We're going to excuse the Pigs and Freaks language for this episode only.
You've got quite a little attraction, and we respected one another. I mean, the Pigs played hard, the Freaks played hard. I don't know what the Pigs expected out of the Freaks, but I knew that we as Freaks were going to get a big charge from the police because they're proud people, they're hardworking people, but it was just a great entertainment value for people that wanted to come out and watch a football game with a little different spin.
How serious was the football? How much planning went into play selection and who played what positions and all of that? How serious
was
this?
Well, we had several coaches, as you guys did from the Pigs that had great knowledge of the game. And, they formed us together as several coaches, and then we had about 40 guys. And we practiced every night right out behind People's Church there in East Lansing. And we went through standard plays, and people were expected to pull their wagon. And, this wasn't playground childhood play. This was serious football practice. And, we had a lot of pride, and we did not want to get beat no more than the Pigs wanted to get beat. So I a lot of preparation went into the planning of this thing.
You had serious coaching.
Oh, very serious coaching. You know, we had Charlie Wilson, who was an ex-college player, Gary Bedall, Mike Long. I mean, what Charlie Rose, and really, let's face it, Charlie Rose, the old owner of Beggar's Banquet, he's the one that started this whole thing. I mean, Charlie was not a great athlete himself, and he did get involved in the coaching later on when he found out that his chances of playing was maybe a little bit less than he would have wanted. So, yeah, we took great pride in this, and we worked very hard at this.
Doug Pollard, I want to ask you about how seriously the cops took preparation for the Pigs versus Freaks games and the coaching, all of that.
Unfortunately, the preparation that we had for the games was very minimal because we all had full-time jobs.
And a lot of the freaks maybe didn't. Is that right?
That was our assumption, that they didn't work, which was not right. But at that time, that's what we thought. The first game, we practiced two different times before we played. In the subsequent years, we may practice five or six times. The first coach we had was a former coach at Everett High School, and then the subsequent years after that, we had a Chuck Ginther, who was an athlete at Sexton High School and a college player at Hillsdale College, and he coached us.
The odds are against us, you guys. I'm not kidding you. 100%, we're picked to lose by 23. And this isn't by just what people are saying. This is by the bookies. It's unbelievable. They got money going on the Pigs Freaks, but it's a fact.
We had a few college players that graduated and played football who came out for the team, but most of our players were guys that had high school experience only. We were dedicated at what we were doing, but we just didn't have a lot of time to prepare.
This might explain the success the Freaks had in the games.
Plus, the youth, they were
younger.
Most of them were a lot younger than what we put on the field. I was 31 years old when I started. And most of those freaks, quote, were probably in their late teens and early 20s.
We're talking with Bob Every, the executive director of the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame, and Doug Pollard, a retired Lansing Police Department sergeant, looking back at the Pigs versus Freaks games that were held in East Lansing in the early 70s, where hippies were playing against police officers to raise money for charity. I want to find out about the equipment and the uniforms, and I'm asking partly because Bob has supplied me with some great photos from that era, and I noticed the helmets especially. I want to talk about the helmets in a minute, but tell me about where the Pigs and Freaks got their uniforms and equipment.
The first year that we played, we borrowed the equipment from East Lansing High School. They provided all the equipment for other than shoes.
For both teams?
As far as I know, it was for both teams.
Okay.
And then the subsequent years, Danny Thomas's organization, St. Jude, provided the funds to purchase the uniforms. So we had the police, or the Pigs, had red jerseys and white pants and red helmets with a pig on the side. And the Freaks had black uniforms with black helmets and a marijuana leaf on the side of the helmet.
That must have been a target for the cops, the marijuana leaf on the helmet.
We loved it.
This year, we're going to even be better. Last year, we was a victim of circumstance. So like a lot of times, I think a guy tried to put some handcuffs on me in the game, but the referee didn't see it. So this year, I'm prepared for anything, you know.
Do either of you have recollections about why these games maybe didn't continue? It just kind of fizzled out?
Strictly liability.
Oh, liability.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know what a serious thing liability can be in if it's not in the right hands. But that's the number one reason was that we had trouble getting the insurance money. And of course, on the upside of the Pigs having steady jobs, they generally had some medical. But you know, us Freaks who were just staying home smoking dope all day long, we didn't have a lot of medical. So that was the key factor, was that they were afraid of a serious injury. And there were some injuries. I don't, thank God, there were no serious injuries, but, you know, other than lacerations and bruises and breaks and stuff. And I don't know, Michigan State, maybe they had lost. We had it there at the stadium for several years, and you know, maybe they were just tired of it and they wanted to move on and do something else. I don't know how liability affected them, but it certainly affected the teams.
Doug, are you recalling it the same?
Yes. Primary concern for the police officers involved was the administrators of the various departments became concerned because of potential injury and losing one of their officers for a time period that may not be beneficial to the department. And over that time period, it just kind of dwindled down with a lot of other reasons, as Bob explained.
There's one last thing I'd like to ask both of you to reflect on, and that is that it would seem to me that at least one hoped-for byproduct of playing this game was the reduction of tension between cops and hippies. Did it result in that? Did cops and hippies get along? Was there a reduction in tension, Doug?
You have to look at it from the point that the police officers that were involved in this and the hippies that were involved, the relationships that were developed on the field and afterwards in going to the parties that they'd have after the games down at Beggar's Banquet, where we got to talk and meet with each other, those individuals had a better understanding of each other. But in the overall picture of it, with you're talking 30, 40,000 students at Michigan State and then including the communities and everything else, they did not have that exposure. So consequently, no, there wasn't a lot of benefit from it.
Bob, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, let me say that I think being a police officer is positively the hardest occupation in the world to be. I mean, outside of that, it's soldier or something like that. But it's a thankless job, first of all. I mean, thank goodness that we have them. And personally for me, I never looked at the police or the pigs in a way that a lot of other people maybe looked at them. But, you know, as we grow older, we realize that we all need each other here, you know, and life is really precious. And I felt that playing this game really established a meaningful relationship between freaks. And there are a lot of guys on that freak team that were influential throughout the community amongst their own groups. And I think that they brought a different awareness to the police department that I think if the police department knew what was going on, they would say, we appreciate that, you know. Even though we played the game hard, we hit as hard as we could, we played as hard as we could. But as Doug said, when it was all over, you know, we were down to Beggar's Banquet, we were having our beer or our pop or whatever it was we were having, and we were commending each other for a job well done in the name of charity.
Bob Every is executive director of the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame. He was a freak in a few of those games. Bob, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
And we've also been talking with retired Lansing Police Department Sergeant Doug Pollard. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Angel, around on pitch sweep to Miller. Miller stopped at the 2-yard line. He cannot get those two. And the score remains Pigs 14, Freaks 13 at the ball.